Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Welcome to r/ Best of Redditor Updates, where OP finds out that his pregnant wife is cheating on him. Our next Reddit post comes from r/ True Off My Chest. My wife is 30 years old, and she's always worked out and been in shape, but lately, I feel like it's becoming excessive. She used to regularly work out at a gym when she was in college. At some point, she stopped going to the gym, I think lately just due to her schedule, and preferred to work out at home or go for runs outside. About 18 months ago, she announced that she was going to get back into the habit of going to the gym. She now has a job where she's able to make more time for it. It started off normal, but slowly became more and more frequent. She signed up for classes on the weekend, both days. She started going to the gym every day, and then it became the morning before work, and then again later in the evening. Every single day. If she's stressed, she goes to the gym. Experience some sort of life crisis, she immediately heads to the gym. We have an argument, she runs to the gym. She's 4 months pregnant now. I'm kind of surprised we even had time to make a kid. I understand that it's safe for her to work out, especially since she's already in the habit of doing it before she got pregnant, but the intensity is not slowing down. If she misses one of her normal gym sessions, she becomes so irritable, like a junkie not getting her fix. It's just bizarre. Truly a case of too much of a good thing. Of course, she gets upset when I voice that I feel it's becoming an unhealthy obsession and that I miss spending time with her because she's there so much. She has all these friends and this whole circle of people there that she seems to prefer spending time with over me. Why don't we work out together at the gym? The gym is her time, she says. This isn't a case of me feeling insecure because she's in shape and I'm a fat slob. I work out and I'm in shape. My job really requires me to stay in shape, so I couldn't let myself go if I wanted to. I genuinely feel that her gym habits are unhealthy. She's over-exercising for one. Yeah, there is such a thing. But worse than that, I feel it's becoming a way for her to escape everything else in her life. She never actually fixes anything that's wrong with her life. She just runs off to the gym to get some sort of mood boost and then that's it. She also never gets anything done in a practical sense because how can she when she's at the gym so often? It's to the point where I have to do every chore and I have to make all the food. I don't expect her to do all the chores, but it should at least be a shared effort. People we know have even commented about it to me. They've said things about how she seems different, how she sure is at the gym a lot, and many of her friends and family barely see her anymore. Some have even suggested that she's having an affair with somebody there. All right, OP, that is a great way to end the post, because someone's got to say it. I'm sure your wife is getting a workout, OP, just not the workout you're expecting. Or if she's getting a workout with the gym, it's spelled J-I-M, the name of the dude she's banging. All right, we'll see. I could be wrong. It's just, I've read a lot of cheating stories. Okay, about 2 weeks later, OP posts an update. I'm embarrassed to admit that after reading a lot of the comments on my last post, I thought maybe I was being overly confident about her fidelity. She usually always has her phone on her, but she left it on the kitchen counter, and as stupid as I felt, I decided to do a quick swipe through her texts. She has a current text conversation going on with a guy. I recognize the name. The same name of a guy from the gym that she mentions a lot. She's friends with a lot of people there, even went to one of their weddings last fall. I wasn't too terribly concerned until I started reading the texts. I never wanted to know what the guy's dick looked like, but I now know. She was only out of the room for literally about a minute or two, so I had to scroll fast. I was furious. I asked her what the F that conversation was about. She started yelling at me for looking through her phone. I told her she's acting so weird, and the gym obsession was really bothering me, so I decided to look. And I was ashamed that I did, but I didn't think that I'd find anything. She said, it's nothing, but it didn't look like nothing to me. She sure seemed pretty interested in this nothing. I asked him if they'd been passionately hugging. She kept saying no. I left the house because I was so furious, but not before I slammed her phone on the ground and shattered it. She was calling me all sorts of names for breaking her phone. She hit me on the back as hard as she could. I left and went to my brother's house. My brother and sister-in-law were shocked. Even though my sister-in-law was one of the people most vocal about my wife's gym obsession being weird and bringing it up to me constantly, I went home and she was in bed crying. She obviously couldn't call me or anyone else for that matter. She was laying it on thick. I didn't know if you'd ever come home. Give me a break. I took her phone to get it repaired tonight. She doesn't deserve it, but I still feel like a butthole for breaking her phone. I don't know how deep it goes. OP, if I had to guess, I'd say it goes about 5 to 7 inches deep on average, but that's just a guess. She won't admit to anything beyond what I saw. Was it sexting or more? I'm convinced that it was a lot more, but she refuses to hand over her phone and is now trying to act like I'm this terrible monster who's abusing her because I broke her phone. It's not my proudest moment, but I honestly wanted to body slam her after she punched me. I have never and would never actually touch her like that. Then, one day later, OP posted an update. Today, my wife asked me to stay home from work so that we could talk. She laid in bed all day yesterday trying to get me to feel sorry for her, but I paid absolutely no attention to her and ended up leaving the house to go to my family's Super Bowl party. I wasn't in the mood to go, but I wasn't going to sit at home with her either. It really bothered her that I left. She kept texting me things like, who just leaves like that? When something like this is happening, who's that cold and callous that they just leave to go to a party? So today, I stayed home to talk to her. She was full of tears and she says that she's so sorry. According to her, she really was going to the gym twice a day because she likes going there. That's where her friends are, it makes her feel good, and it's fun for her.
Yeah, I bet it does make her feel good.
She met this guy there and he started flirting with her. Everyone likes him. He's one of the most popular guys there. I didn't realize there were popular people at gyms. She admitted that she flirted back, but didn't mean anything by it. She didn't reciprocate very much at first, but he gave her butterflies and she just found herself flirting back without thinking. She said it felt like when she had a crush on somebody when she was in school when she was younger. They started texting. At first, it was just friendly and nothing sexual for several months, but she'd feel giddy every time she got a message from him. She was really attracted to him, but told him that she was married and there could never actually be anything between them. According to her, he kept flirting with her anyway and said, sure, we won't cross the line, until they did cross the line. She said that she tried to resist it for a while, but then one day, they kissed. She admitted to enjoying it, but also feeling that it was wrong. She must not have felt that bad, because she slept with him for the first time later that night. She described it like falling in love with someone for the first time. All she could think about was him. Is she in love with him? She doesn't know. Is the baby mine? She thinks so, but there's always a small chance that it could be his. He always uses a condom, so she doesn't think that it's his baby, but they were sleeping together at the time that she got pregnant.
She loves me. She can't help that there's just this huge spark between the two of them.
The nail in the coffin is when she said,
"What? You would really leave me if it's not your baby, would you?" She had the balls to ask me that. I told her, "Of course I'm leaving her. I wouldn't raise another man's child." She seemed shocked. She said, "Really? With everything we have in all our history, you would even consider it?"
She cannot be serious. I told her, "No, I would never consider it." She agreed to get a DNA test. She tearfully agreed, like I'm supposed to feel sorry for her about it.
I don't know who this woman is. She was crying the whole time, but not tears of shame or sorrow.
They were tears meant to try to make me feel bad. Feel bad for what?
That her heart is apparently so torn.
Yeah, this woman's really weird. I'm accustomed to a certain amount of audacity from cheaters because cheating itself requires audacity. And then, inevitably, when the cheater gets found out, they try to turn it back on the victim and be like, "How dare you look through my phone?" So, you know, we're dealing with audacious people here. But what's up with her now? Does she seem to think there's like a hope in saving this relationship? Does she honestly think that she's the victim here? Then OP posted another update. She was practically on her knees yesterday saying, "I won't go back to the gym. I won't ever contact him again." I feel like that doesn't really mesh with the fact that she doesn't even know if she's in love with him or not. She obviously still has very strong feelings for him, which are probably coming more from between her legs than her actual heart, but it doesn't really matter either way to me. I think despite anything to do with him, she's dependent on me in a way. For stability, maybe. Just out of comfort, maybe. We've been together since she was 20, so I'm just this familiar person, I guess. Then OP posted another update. Today, she was crying all night about how she ruined her life. She seemed genuine, like reality is hitting her, but I didn't pay any attention to her at all. I just pretended that she wasn't there. I did ask her if she'll get blood drawn for a paternity test. I asked her to please not hurt me further by keeping me in limbo about it for months. She said that she doesn't want to. OP also clarifies that he's going to see a lawyer next week. OP continues, "She missed a few days of work, but she's gone to work since all this happened. She was having a meltdown this morning when I left for work. She told me to go in late today, and when she got there, everyone was making her food and tea and stuff. She obviously didn't tell them what really happened." Then, about a week later, OP posted an update. "My life has been reduced to a trashy daytime talk show. The woman who was once my life, who I considered a classy woman, has turned into complete trailer trash. Today, she announced that she's moving in with her affair partner from the gym. She doesn't know who the baby belongs to. She's too embarrassed to get blood drawn for a paternity test. She spent about a week trying to get my attention, to get me to talk to her, to get me to beg her to be mine. I didn't fall for any of it. I've largely been ignoring her, and when we have to speak, I keep it very brief. We've been living together this whole time, but I'm in a different room and functioning separate from her in all ways. So now she's pouting, trying to get me to pay attention to her and give her a gold star for not going to the gym 5 days in a row. Today, she texted me to say that she's moving in with him. Somehow, I still care about this person. I've already met with the lawyer, though. I can care about her as a human being and possibly the mother of my child without being married to her. Still, it stung to hear her say that she was going to be with him. I told her that it wasn't a smart move to leave the house. I even told her that she should probably meet with a lawyer. She doesn't care about anything I have to say. I don't think she needs to move in with anybody. I actually feel bad for her that she can't just be on her own. I asked her if her affair partner knows that she's pregnant. She says that he does know, and he doesn't care if it's my baby. He loves her, and he wants to be with her. Bizarre. He can't find anyone else, someone who isn't married and pregnant? Why would he want to take that on? Doesn't make sense to me. He's scum, but he's good-looking scum who apparently is gainfully employed and owns his own home, so you can't tell me that my married, pregnant wife is your only option here. I just can't imagine being a single guy like that and wanting to put up with this baggage when I could have other options. And if it really is my baby, then what? My baby will live with my wife and this weasel 50% of the time? I don't know how my life turned into this mess. And she thinks it's embarrassing to have to go get blood drawn? Then, 1 week later, OP posted an update. My wife moved in with her affair partner last weekend. She didn't take very much stuff. Most of her stuff is still in our house. I still get the feeling she was just waiting for me to beg her to come home, but I didn't reach out to her at all after she left. It was a strange mixture of relief, anger, and sadness. I don't think I ate at all until last night. Just never felt hungry. I drank a little too much, but I'm fine. So this morning, she texted me to say that her affair partner wants to get a DNA test done, so now she's going to do it. Look at that. Didn't matter when I wanted one, but now that he requested it, she suddenly thinks it's a great idea. She asked if I wanted to submit a sample because it'll be cheaper to have two dads tested as part of one package. I don't even care about the cost at this point. I just want an answer. Then, about a week after that, OP says, "At 11 o'clock this morning, I got the news that I am the father. I feel incredibly conflicted right now." Then, 1 week later, OP posted an update. "We recently had a paternity test done, and it proves the baby is mine. It's been very mixed emotions for me, very up and down. Originally, I just wanted to be completely done with her and not have any lifelong ties in the form of a full-blown human being that we shared. But I was sort of happy or relieved when I got the results. I had already had it in my mind that I was going to be a father for months before I found out that she was cheating. Sometimes I just have moments where I can't believe this is my life, that this is the situation that my kid will be born into, and I hate her for it. She's still living with them. All of her belongings are still here. I refuse to do the work packing everything up for her. She doesn't seem concerned about all of her stuff." After we got the news that I'm the baby's father, she texted me to say that she's glad that I'm the father, and she knows that I'll be a great dad. She was texting me new baby name ideas last night. She tried calling me, but I ignored the calls. I only speak with her via text. This morning, she asked if she could come by and get a few things. I told her it was fine, because I've been advised by my lawyer to not prevent her entry from my home, but I told her that he had better not be with her. So, who shows up with her? The scumbag boyfriend. He walks right into the house behind her like it's no big deal. She ran upstairs to get stuff, and he and I were just standing there in the living room. He told me that it wasn't her fault that he was there. She had told him that I didn't want him to come, but he forced his way along. He wanted to talk to me, supposedly to tell me that he understands how I must be feeling. No, you don't know. He told me he knows that I probably don't believe him, but he genuinely loves her, and he knew that he probably wasn't the father. He accepts that, and he tried to assure me that he won't try to take my place with the baby, and hopes that we can just get along since we're gonna be in her life now. He promises that my wife is fine, that he's looking after her. I told him that I couldn't for the life of me imagine what he wanted with a pregnant woman who's having another man's child, and that I found it weird. Then I told him that if he didn't get out of my house, I'd punch him. I went upstairs, and she was trying to find some things in the bathroom. I got mad and asked her why she brought him along, and that I refused to let him have anything to do with my child. She said that he talked her into coming, and she's sorry and never meant for any of this to happen, but she's in love with him now. He is supposedly what 30-year-old her is looking for, not me. She's setting up a nursery in his house, and I can set one up at my house, and she has no intention of trying to get full custody or anything like that. She doesn't want to keep me from being involved in my child's life. How generous of her. She went back downstairs and I followed her, and he was still standing there in the living room, so I just walked up to him and punched him. He slumped back and fell into a table. She yelled, "What the F?" and ran over to him. I don't even care at this point. As if she's gonna call the cops? He deserved it, and it wouldn't have even happened if he had left like I told him to. Several hours later, she texted me to say that she was sorry about today. He really meant what he said, and he's actually a good guy, and he cares about her, and he respects me. What? He respects me? He was screwing my wife in the gym locker room. I was like, you cannot be serious. She said, "Fine, I'm trying to have a mature conversation about this. I can't help that we fell in love. Believe it or not, I'm not trying to hurt you, and I want everything to be amicable." This guy stole my wife, and he's stealing my kid, too. Sure, I'm the actual father, but now they're setting up a nursery together in his house. I've tried to not feel jealous or sad. I've tried to think of it this way, that he's a sanitation worker who's picked up my garbage. Sometimes I feel that way, but the truth is, I love her, and I still love her. I don't want to stay married to her on principle alone, but this is devastating to me. Yo, what I don't understand is, why on earth did the affair partner think that it was a good idea to show up at OP's house? Was he trying to get shot? The way this reads, it sounds like this is in the US. You'd have to be stupid to go over to that guy's house.
That was r/bestofredditor updates. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.